This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, how have you been? Are you keeping busy? You're not getting bored over there, are you?
Tony, like I just said, I'm hot and not the good kind. folks, if you don't get that reference, you like you've heard on here before, Tony and I are movie buffs, but yeah. I just threw one at him this morning that he had never seen, and I've got one for you guys too. It's a movie called Hell or High Water. I watched it several years back, but I rewatched it recently, and one of my favorite scenes is in that movie, and that's one of the dialogue pieces is I'm hot, not the good kind. So if you get a chance to watch it, you need to have a bucket of popcorn and your favorite frosty beverage, and you and your spouse. Check that out. That's
Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine. Check that out. Hell or High Water.
Jeff Bridges makes that movie, but that's what I was, you and I were talking about earlier. It was kind of Taylor Sheridan, the guy who's behind Yellowstone and now the Dutton Ranch and all that stuff. And, and he's got several really, really good, spectacular shows. Lawman, Bass Reeves, Lioness, just a number, King of or Tulsa King. All of those are really good shows, but that was what put him on the map. So, and it seems to fit because we're now at 104 in the heat index and climbing, Tony. So it's hot down here.
It is hot here too. We're having unseasonably even for summer hot.
55, 60 degrees.
No, our heat index the heat index yesterday was 105,
and we
reached 100 degrees here.
Get out of town!
I'm not kidding. Minnesota,
I will say that is. I went to Minneapolis one time, and one of the hottest I've ever been situations was we went to a financial conference in Minneapolis. Now this has been many moons ago. This is probably 15, 16 years ago. Sure. And we had to take a bus back from the location we were at to the airport.
Yep.
And the air conditioner broke as soon as we got on the bus, and they were like, oh, it won't be bad. And we got stuck in traffic. And that was the longest 40 minute ride of my life. It was, you open the door and it's just like it's one of those, you can see the heat just coming out. It was terrible.
Yeah. The air is thick here right now. The humidity, the dew point is so high. That's the problem. It's really humid here.
Well, Tony, you know what this weekend is. I think everybody, unless you've been living under a rock and haven't seen the Celebrate the 250.
250 year anniversary.
Yep.
Independence of our country.
Day. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, this is the big fourth. I mean, 250.
Yeah. I mean, and who knows? Maybe we'll get to the next 250. Maybe not. You and I won't know about it, but I hope this is a time capsule somebody breaks. I wish I could be there to see it, but I don't know what we're going to look like in 250, but we're going to celebrate the heck out of this one anyway. So
I'm old enough to remember the bicentennial in 1976, the 200.
Are you going to be binge watching some Patriot and some other colonial slash Independence Day shows.
Sure. I'll watch the sci-fi movie Independence. This is our Independence Day. I'm kidding. I'm teasing. That's not the Independence Day we're talking about.
Well, but in the spirit of Independence Day, and I wish I could have said I had gained independence to Disney World, but I did not.
We're going to Disney World with the kids.
So once again, not to belabor that point, but I feel like the lady in the movie I just mentioned, it's going to be hot and, you know, not the good kind. So, but Independence Day, it causes us to reflect on a serious note. Independence Day causes us to reflect on, you know, what it means to be an American. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we have our faults like all countries, but there's very few countries out there that has a line to get in. And we are right. You know, I think it's worth remembering that, you know, what independence actually meant. What does it mean for us today? What did it mean then? What does it mean now? You know, when our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776, they weren't just protesting taxes and government policies. They were pursuing something deeper. That's the reason when I hear some of these talking heads out there and, you know, they give their opinion, the real reason was we wanted to survive or thrive on our own. That was the reason that we wanted our independence, right? We wanted to chart our own course, make our own, have a freedom to make our own decisions, build a future that reflected our values, not someone else's.
Right.
And, you know, the Declaration of Independence didn't automatically guarantee the journey was going to be smooth. It wasn't the end. It was just the beginning. Roads were set. You know, we had setbacks with, you know, the French and Indian War and the Civil War and, you know, all the things that we went through over this last 250 years, uncertainty and sacrifice and setbacks and difficult decisions that, you know, just have built us into what we are today. And it kind of got me thinking is when someone gets on the road to retirement, right? On the road to retirement is usually a very long journey itself because, you know, we were colonies for decades before we actually gained our independence. And when you think about retirement, you are on a journey, right? You start and it's usually most people are going to be on it for 30 or 40 years. And you start off small, you scrimp and you save and you invest and you delay gratification. You know, you want to buy that widget or whatever that is, but you're like, I'm going to pass on that. Right. Sure. I need to make sure I'm doing what I need to do. You make sacrifices, you know, this expression doesn't mean anything to the young people today, Tony, but maybe you eat bologna sandwiches, right? You know, are you going out to dinner? No, I'm going to stay home and eat a bologna sandwich.
Today
you know,
it's probably just ramen noodles.
But do you get my point? Yep. Is you made sacrifices, right?
Yeah.
And the goal is to get to the point of not just simply working or just stopping work, but working because you want to, not because you have to gain your financial independence. And that's really what we want is we want to gain our freedom to decide how we spend our time, where we spend it, whom we spend it with. But unfortunately, along the way, sometimes people confuse financial independence with reaching just a certain account balance. And I think that's not quite the way I would look at that because I don't believe that's what financial independence really means. I've met with people that have millions of dollars and Tony, they still are just as worried as they were 20 years ago.
Yep.
And then again, I've met with clients that have far less, you know, less than $500,000 or $250,000 in some cases, and they sleep peacefully every night. It's just sometimes we have to think about what truly gives us our financial independence. So I've got a few points. We're going to talk through it. Jump in. If you find something intriguing, jump in, make a couple points, if you will. So first things first, financial independence means your money works for you, right? Because right now you've been working for your money for decades.
Yep.
And when most people think about financial independence, first thing that comes to mind, I need a million, I need 2 million, I need 3 million bucks. But is that reality? Probably not, because your financial independence isn't going to be determined by the size of your nest egg. It's determined by what your money is capable of doing. And, you know, your one of your investments or one of the primary jobs of your investments is to create the income that supports your lifestyle. And that income is going to come from a lot of different sources, folks. It's going to come from things like your Social Security, which is one of the reasons I emphasize to those who will listen and who will absorb. Social Security needs to be thought of as a financial asset and tool, not just an income stream that you feel like you work for, so you want to draw it out as soon as possible. It needs to be thought through on how to time combine and sequence with your other assets, like your pension. If you're still fortunate enough to have a pension, that needs to be thought of intentionally. Investment withdrawals, dividends, interest, rental income, guaranteed income sources, all of these things are important. And the goal isn't necessarily replacing every dollar from your paycheck. The goal is to provide the lifestyle that you're used to use your paycheck to support. Right. Because, you know, things are going to change in retirement. You're going to have, you know, taxes are going to change once you get to retirement age. If you do it correctly, do a little tax planning, that can get to be a much more favorable situation. But it really comes down to, are you really using your financial tools to gain independence, or are you letting them still be a source of stress and of, I hate to say, lack of planning and uncertainty? That's really, Tony, I think the first place we need to start is, how do we gain independence over our money, versus letting it have control over us? What do you think on that?
Well, I think you made the point. How you do that is identify the sources, and you listed them off. Some people are fortunate enough, like you said, to have pensions. Wish I had a pension. Those days are over for most people, but you still have Social Security, 401ks, IRAs, rental incomes. You know, identify your sources of income and then work with a financial professional. And that's going to give you financial freedom, because it removes your emotions from the picture. That's one way to be free. People think I can be financially free by taking control, but really you're too emotional. You're too close to it, right?
You know, I was thinking back and you know, I wrote down a couple notes, and you know, you think about it, and let's think about it in two different examples, right? Let's say you got two retirees. But retiree number one has not done any assessment over their income sources. They really haven't done a great job of making sure everything works well together. They're not making sure their taxes are not excessive or at least more than they should be paying. And, you know, it seems like in that scenario, even if, let's say, that retiree has, say, over $1 million, right? But every time the market, they don't have a plan, and every time the market goes down or goes up, it creates some kind of panic or emotional response. If the market's down, they're afraid to spend. They wonder if they're going to run out of money. And that's really, I don't think that's the way we want to live in retirement.
No.
And then let's say you have another retiree that, like I said, I've seen some that have far less, but are intentional about what they're doing. And their portfolio might be smaller and significantly smaller in some cases, but they know what their portfolio and what their retirement income is going to produce, and they're not afraid to spend. They know how their taxes are going to impact their retirement. They know where their income's going to come from, and they enjoy their retirement because they can trust the plan.
Yeah.
Who's financially independent in that situation? I think it's the second, not the first. You know, right. You may have more money, but if it doesn't give you a good night's sleep, what's the expression? You can buy a great mattress, but you cannot buy a good night's sleep.
Right.
You have to be intentional about your retirement, because your financial independence, folks, it's not measured by the account balance that you have. It's measured by the confidence in your plan, specifically in your income plan.
Plus, there's so many factors that are way more important than that overall dollar figure.
Absolutely.
Right? When you need the money, where's the money coming from? A withdrawal plan, those types of things. Yeah.
So that was point one, Tony. I think that was a pretty good one. But let's talk about point number two today. So financial independence, it gives you the freedom to choose. And I think that to me is what financial freedom is all about. It's the ability to know that you're working because you want to, not because you have to. And right. if the, let's say you're still continuing to work, but you know you are financially independent and you have planned for that 30-year vacation on the other side, you're now, when your feet hit the floor, you have a whole different mindset, right? You are independent because you have options. And that's what I think people want, is we want the ability to know that if something were to go awry today, we are going to be okay. And it not only gives you the freedom and the options at work, but it gives you the option if you want to spend more time with your family, if you want to volunteer, right? Maybe your heart is going on a mission trip. Maybe your heart is volunteering to read, be a member of the Lions Club and read to children at school, whatever that is. You are given that opportunity. It's maybe the freedom to travel. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you've waited till you're 65 years old to say, you know what, my passion. And I think back to, like I said, Tony, unfortunately, we always go back to movies. Do you remember the scene from the movie Up in the Air? It was George Clooney, and he's sitting talking. Yeah. He's sitting there talking to what was his name? He played in Spider-Man. He was Jonah Hill in Spider-Man. He's been in a lot of really. He's a character actor, but anyway. And he said, is this what you wanted to do with your life? Are you your kid's hero? And he was like, no, my kid's heroes are, LeBron James or whoever. And he said, do you know why they're your hero? And he's like, cause they date lingerie models. And he was like, no, that's not why. He said, it's because they followed their dream and they started, maybe he started, that guy started out and I think he wanted to be a chef, but, mm-hmm. and he was even classically trained, but he took a job in a marketing firm just so he could pay the bills. And that dream was put on hold so that he could basically pay his mortgage. But that was giving him the opportunity to go out and do what? To start a business, to follow his dream, right? Maybe you want to help your children and grandchildren because you want to make sure that they're taken care of while you're here. You don't want to wait until you pass away to leave all your assets. I get that. You're like, hey, they need help now. Maybe you just want to slow down, right? And enjoy life a little bit. All these things are what comes from gaining your financial independence, and one of the greatest retirements that I can think of is the ability to recapture time. Time is the one thing, we can invest money, we can get dividends on stocks, we can get interest on our money, but I've never seen a stock pay a dividend in the form of time. We can't get it back. Right. Time's the asset you cannot replace. But that's what being financial independence does, is it gives you permission to spend your time intentionally. And that's what I think is something that we all should really take a second and reflect on. The financial independence that you want, it isn't the ability to buy everything you want. It's to be able to spend your life doing what matters most and doing the things that you want to do. Tony, what are your thoughts on that? That was a lot. I didn't let you get a word in edgewise, but what's your thought on that? When I get going, Abraham Lincoln, remember Lincoln, the movie?
Yeah.
I'd give shorter sermons, but sometimes I get too lazy to stop.
Right. Well, time does tie into financial freedom, obviously. And you can't buy time, just like you can't buy a good night's sleep. But I think it is smart because if you have time on your time horizon ties into financially what you have, that's important. And you want to enjoy your time in retirement and not be worried about money. And that's what financial freedom will give you. It's freedom from, worrying, spending your time worrying rather than spending your time at Disney with the kids. Right.
And Tony, to finish the show today, because once again, I told you I had three topics I wanted to kind of hit on the show. The last one is this: financial independence. What does it actually create? It creates peace of mind, right? It's perhaps our greatest financial benefit, and it's got nothing to do with money in some cases, but everything to do with confidence, right? Money helps, but the confidence that we're really striving for, that's what we're after. That's the why, right? We want to be confident. And, you know, retirement is going to bring up a lot of questions that's going to make us question how confident we are about our plan. You know, whether it's, you know, is inflation going to reduce our purchasing power? Just hit a four handle again because of oil prices and the Iranian conflict. So a lot of people are kind of up in the air about that. What happens if the market falls? I mean, Jesus Christ, you listen to Jeremy Grantham and all you want to do is go hide in a hole, but he literally has called a crash every year since 2010. And, you know, just stating a fact here, not facts, not feelings. Don't want to get sued, but you know, he basically has called for a lot of market turmoil and hasn't come to fruition to the nth degree. How do you pay for healthcare? A lot of clients are starting to really question, you know, with getting older comes sometimes the ability to do things, but also comes with ailments, right? We start having more trips to the doctor, makes us think and get more uncomfortable with that. What happens if, is healthcare going to be an issue? Are you going to outlive your savings? These are also questions that we have to ask. Because I really cannot think of a worse fate than waking up one morning and watching your bank account zero and flatline before you do.
Yeah, nobody wants that. You don't want your bank account to hit zero before your blood pressure does.
But the main point is this: those questions are never going to completely disappear. But having a well-designed retirement income plan before and having answers to those questions before those emergencies come up, it helps reduce fear, it builds confidence, and it gives you the confidence to enjoy your retirement. You know, one of the things that that we always talk about is money doesn't eliminate worry, but having a thoughtful plan does. So folks, to put a bow on it simply is this. You know, as we celebrate our 250th anniversary of gaining our independence, we have to think about what we've been through to really reflect on where we want to go. Our nation, you know, our founders, they prepared for it. They sacrificed for it. They worked towards it. They set a framework in place in the Constitution to really solidify our country and the intent of where we were going. And retirement really needs to be thought of in the same path. We have to set a plan in place, and it's always something that can be amended. It can always be changed. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
But we've got to have a framework to really have any shot at being successful. And that's what I think we really need to think about in retirement planning. So with that being said, folks, enjoy your 250th anniversary this weekend. But just remember this as we part. You're not your neighbor. You're not your coworkers. You're not what social media says. You need to think about what your retirement independence looks like for you and whether or not you have set the plan in place to get you to where you want to go. Because the greatest purpose of wealth is not accumulating more money. It's accumulating and creating the freedom to live the life you want because you've worked so hard to build it. Folks, if you're out there and you have not created that plan, that's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or you can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. Look at we have our classes coming up. There's several going to be in the fall. We've got two coming up in the summer, one in Pooler, one in Statesboro area. So if you're in those areas, that's a great time for you to sit down, maybe identify some questions that you didn't even know you needed to ask. So I hope you have a great and safe financial independence weekend and independence weekend. And folks, we will see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Travis. Happy 250th to America.
Absolutely, Tony. Happy 250.
Yep. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.